How old is she, sir?
She's 70. And she taught school for a long time. Before we married.
How long has she taught school?
About 20 years, I guess.
So where did she get her education?
She went to Rivian City mostly, and then she went to Texas A&I at Kingfield.
So she had a college degree?
Yes. Well, not really a college degree. I think she had some college work, and she had a permanent teaching certificate.
So she taught for 20 years?
Sir?
She taught for 20 years?
I think so. Somewhere around there.
In her teaching, who would she work with?
She worked with the public school.
Here in
Stark County. Yes. Mostly in Rigan City, around Rigan City.
Does she work now?
No. She hasn't worked since she got married in 1936.
So she's just a housewife?
Yes.
That's very interesting. You were saying that people here that used to go to school here, and when they finished the sixth grade, they taught on ranches?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why would they have teachers on the ranches?
Why did they have to have teachers on the ranches? Because there wasn't a means of communication we got right now, where they bring all those kids and buses, you know. They were pretty isolated. And they had to have schools there, grade schools.
So how many people would live on the... How many students would there be on the ranch?
Well, there's not the real small ranches, you know. It's a small community, like... I say about 100 families, or perhaps less than that. 200 or 300 people living in those places.
So there'd be a lot of children?
Yes.
That is interesting. Did families here used to have bigger families than they have now?
What's that?
Did the families here used to be...
Oh, yes.
Children?
We were 8 in our family. And most of the families were about the same size. Some bigger.
6 children?
8. We were 8.
8 children. So that is a big family. Ms. Ramirez, would you just help me sketch out here just your house that you lived in as a child? Just the floor plan of it.
I'm not very good at sketching.
Well, just a rough sketch is all.
Well, I was born and lived all my life across the street here, you know.
Do you live there now,
yeah,
sir?
Yes.
So it's the same house?
The same house, yeah.
Well, it's a two-story house, isn't it?
No, sir. No.
It's a one-story house?
One-story
house. I don't remember. Well, what is it? Just a little rough sketch of one of the rooms, and I'll work from there.
I'm not very good at sketching. You sketch it and I'll tell you.
Well, describe it. We have a living room?
Well, yes, a living room, yeah.
Is it square?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's there?
Yeah, that faces the street there.
Faces this street?
No, well, it faces this street.
Oh, this street,
yes.
All right. So that's there. That's the street. And what do you call
it? Sir, there's a street over here. You know, name of the street or what?
That's this room here.
This room, that was the living room, yeah.
And then, what other rooms are there?
There's another room over here, you know. Where
about the same size? Or?
About the same size, yes.
What is it, room?
That was a bedroom, I think. And there's another one over here, another bedroom over here.
Same way?
Mm-hmm.
Now you said that this was another bedroom here.
That's another. So we were working that thing, yeah. There's another bedroom. And then there's another room over here.
Here?
Yes.